This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarm's WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Secret negotiations about the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement got underway in Utah this week. Huffington Post has several stories about the Trans-Pacific Partnership agreement. It's a trade agreement among 12 governments bordering the Pacific Ocean, including most of those in North and South America and in Asia, most except for China and Russia. And it would be the largest free trade agreement in U.S. history. Why is it secret and how might it pass? Well, it's because it's being negotiated under a fast-track procedure that, according to Lori Wallach of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, says, quote, authorizes executive branch officials to set U.S. policy on non-tariff and indeed not trade issues in the context of trade negotiations, unquote. Fast Track started under President Nixon in 1974 and gave the executive branch an easier way to finalize trade agreements. But while it's being negotiated in secret, some of its secrets have been released. Last week, WikiLeaks released a trove of information about the proposed agreement, including the intellectual property chapter 24 of 29 chapters that do not have to do anything with trade. Most of the furor over the WikiLeaks release has centered over the giveaway of patents to pharmaceutical companies that many predict would raise the price of medicines around the world. In Reason magazine, Maria Sutton, a global policy analyst at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, explains that, quote, what is decided as being good for the economy and job creation is strictly dictated by corporations that have ready access to the text and have spent immeasurable amounts of money lobbying for provisions that enact regulations that benefit their private interests. We only know what's in the agreement based on official statements and leaked documents, unquote. The Electronic Frontier Foundation says that the U.S. seems to be pushing for harsher intellectual property laws worldwide, and indeed the new proposal would extend copyrights to 120 years. The agreement will also make internet service providers liable for copyright infringing material. Timothy Lee at the Washington Post writes that the Trans-Pacific Partnership isn't quite as bad as it's being made out to be. He says that criticisms that it's another Stop Online Piracy Act are not accurate, and that though there are legitimate concerns with the proposal, there's nothing in the leaked material so far to indicate the Trans-Pacific Partnership is the same as SOPA. Last week, 151 Democrats and 23 Republicans in the House of Representatives signed letters to the U.S. chief negotiators of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, expressing opposition to the fast-track procedure for voting on the proposed agreement, as the congressmen and women will have little or no say in the proposal if it is fast-tracked. You can read more about the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement at thehuffingtonpost.com, reason.com, or thewashingtonpost.com.